Test presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Come and join the party.
Come and join the joy.
Welcome up for brackets.
Welcome hoi polloi.
Welcome George Gibbet
with his gobbled Cretan grammar.
Welcome Gabby Hayes from the cowboy melodrama.
Welcome Martha Ray,
the royal queen of swing.
And welcome the 20th of March, the very first day of spring.
Can it be the spring that seems to bring the flowers into this room?
Oh, no.
No.
It isn't the spring.
It's Maxie Rose and Blue.
Maxie, Maxie, that sounded very good, the way you came in on that song. In fact, you sounded quite professional.
Thanks, Mr. Valley. I owe it all to Martha Ray. She's been giving me lessons.
Really? That's fine, Maxie, though I do feel a little hurt.
Hurt?
Yes, after all, you know, I could teach you to sing.
Yeah, I know, but she's teaching me to sing through my mouth.
Let's forget about singing. I have to leave for Albuquerque tonight. Did you do that Indian research for me?
No, sir.
But, Maxie, you promised to look up some facts on the Algonquin.
Oh, I did that. 250 rooms, 250 baths, 200...
Wait a minute. Not the hotel. The Algonquin Indians, the tribe of Pocahontas.
Poca-who?
Pocahontas, the daughter of Powhatan. Surely you've heard how they captured Captain John Smith.
Nope. Last week I missed gangbusters.
Maxie, tomorrow the Algonquins are going to take me into their tribe and make me an honorary chief. I've got to learn their tribal customs. While I run over the song I'm going to sing at the ceremony, why don't you go to one of the motion picture studios and bring back an authority on Indians? And be sure that he understands sign language.
Sign language? That's easy.
Maxie, do you understand sign language?
Sure. Keep off the grass, no parking. See you later, boss.
You're the tear that comes after Junetime's laughter. You see so many dreams that don't come true. Dreams we fashioned when summer time was new. You are here to watch over some heart that is broken by a word that somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June, going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say farewell to you, Indian summer.
Yes, boss. The greatest expert on Indians in America.
Hello, sport.
George Gibbet. You are an Indian authority?
You said it, sport. I am Sam Sesmano. In fact, my uncle Nick belonged to an Indian tribe.
Your uncle was an Indian?
Sure, Nick the Creek.
Oh, a Greek Indian. Where did he come from?
Indianapolis.
Let's get down to business. Are you familiar with Indian ceremonies?
Oh, positivities. I know the rain ceremonies, snake ceremonies, cafeteria ceremonies.
What's the cafeteria ceremony?
Scalp yourself.
I don't believe you're an Indian expert at all. What can you tell me about the Algonquin?
250 rooms, 250 baths.
Wait a minute. I'm talking about the Algonquin Indians.
Oh, sure. I knew them well. They lived in 401, 402, 403, and 405.
Why weren't there any Indians in 404?
No reservation.
That's no way to talk about the Algonquins. Pocahontas belonged to that tribe, and she was a noble woman. She saved John Smith's life. With her own hands, she bathed his wounds, cooked his food, washed his clothes. What did she get for her trouble?
Dishpan hands? Now, come on. If you're going to be an Indian chief, you got to learn to smoke this peace pipe. Here, put some tobacco in it.
That's funny-looking tobacco. From what plantation did that come?
Plantation? I went out in the woods and shot it.
For heaven's sake, what kind of tobacco is it?
Turkey and domestic blend.
What's in it?
Turkey beaks, gunpowder, and buzzard feathers.
Buzzard feathers?
Yes, but don't worry. I use only the tender, sender feathers.
Well, if Captain John Smith could smoke it, so can I. Light it up.
All right. Everybody stand back, please. Go ahead. Take a drag. Mellow, ain't it? Take another puff.
Okay. How am I doing?
Am I wearing green glasses?
No.
Then you're not doing so good. Just one more puff.
All right. Here goes. Oh.
Hey, Mr. Valley passed out.
Pocahontas. Where are you, Pocahontas? Pocahontas.
Come in.
Captain Smith, the trappers have returned from Jamestown with the furs.
Good. Just line up here, men, and count off your pelts as you turn them in.
I've got 45 fox pelts altogether. 13 red fox, 10 blue fox, 12 silver fox, one chromium plated fox.
How about you, Running Water? Count them off.
Me got them. 10 mink. Got them. 6 fitch.
Tell me, how do the fitch happen to be so fluffy?
Give them fitch shampoo.
Chief, how does it happen that you don't fold your arms across your chest as the other Indians do?
Indian gotta hold them script.
All right, next trapper, Gabby Hayes. What did you bring in?
Well, I get 6 white rabbits, 8 brown rabbits, and 4 gray rabbits. Put me down for, say, 300 rabbits.
6, 8, 4 make 300. Gabby, you don't understand mathematics.
Captain, you don't understand rabbits.
You did right well, Gabby.
Well, I would have done better, but I had to dodge a bunch of Chief Powell Helton's braves on the warpath. I ducked into a clump of bushes and shot plumb down on a big rattlesnake. Darn thing stung me something awful, too, but I sat right there.
Why didn't you get up?
Well, I figured I was hurting him just as much as he was hurting me.
I'm glad that you got back safely, because I need every trapper I have. Men, just listen to this letter I received from the Queen of England today. It says, Captain John Smith, Jamestown, Virginia. If you don't ship me 4,000 furs for the coronation by the spring of 1649... I'll take back your Popeye button. So you can see, fellows, either we get the furs or I lose my job. By the way, where's my chief assistant, Trapsy Maxey? Ah, blast at you, Trapsy. Where have you been?
Gee, the Indians chased me, and I ran through the clearing north of Jamestown.
You mean to say you ran right through a solid oak forest? There's no clearing there.
There is now. Boss... Out in the middle of the forest, I saw something so wonderful, I know I must be lying. It was an Indian girl, boss.
An Indian girl? How old?
She couldn't be very old. Her feathers were pretty short. She was just a little Indian maiden. A squab. The minute I saw her, as soon as I saw her, I said to myself, quote, Maxie! Unquote.
Trapsy, did you get the name of that there squaw?
Sure, Pocahontas.
Pocahontas!
Why, her father's the meanest Indian on the frontier.
She perhaps
terror of the tribe.
Men, I want to meet this Pocahontas. Don't be a fool.
You'll get scalped.
Why, you're flirting with death.
That may be true, but if we can gain the friendship of Chief Powhatan, we can have peace. And the way to do that is to make love to Pocahontas. Come on.
off they go to the beat of the tom-tom. Will they find Pocahontas' wigwam?
Oh, you're Navajo!
While we're waiting for the answer, let's have a word from Big Chief's sponsor.
Oh, you're Navajo!
Arapaho!
When Captain John Smith heard tom-toms, it was a warning that the Indians planned to attack. But for centuries, other savages have continued to attack mankind without warning. Tiny, invisible assassins that brought pestilence, disease, and death. Then came those great men of science, Louis Pasteur, Joseph Lister, Robert Koch, and others, who stamped out diseases by killing the microbes that caused them. Those men in white, working in laboratories, became a symbol of hope for all mankind. In America today, hundreds of men in white in seal test laboratories are peering through microscopes, examining test tubes, inspecting glass retorts in a constant effort to safeguard the purity of milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. Behind each single laboratory stands the combined research and scientific knowledge of the entire seal test laboratory system. So when you see the red and white seal test symbol on dairy products, just vision behind it that great seal test army of men in white, working constantly to improve the quality, to guard the purity of every seal test approved bottle of milk and every quart of ice cream. Later on, we'll tell you the names of those companies in your community whose products are under seal test laboratory supervision. They have a very special treat for March, a delicious ice cream strawberry pie that you'll surely want to try. But now we rejoin Captain John Smith in his search for Pocahontas.
This is the forest farm vale. The murmuring pines. The murmuring pines and the hemlocks. Bitted with moss.
All right, Maxie. All right. Stop jabbering. We've been walking through this forest for 4 days now. My hands are torn by the brambles. I'm covered with mud and grime. My feet are soaking wet.
Hey, boss, there's a sign over there.
Scrape off the mud and see what it says.
Next time, take the train.
Come on, let's find Pocahontas.
Okay. Hey, what's that pile of rocks over there?
It's an old Indian mound. Look, there's an inscription on the little post. Read it.
Here lies Big Chief Paskudnik, a warrior fearless and brave, but he bit the dust, as all of us must. P.S., use Burma shave.
All right, Maxie, come on. We must find Pocahontas. Let's cross this stream.
Wait, boss. I want to play with the fish.
No, you can't play with the fish.
Gee, I won't hurt him, boss. I just want to stroke him a little, boss.
Forget it, Lenny. If Pocahontas really is in this forest, I know one sure way of locating her.
How?
Like this. When I'm calling you.
When I'm calling you.
Then you'll answer true.
Then you'll answer. It's too high. Try it in each way.
When I'm calling you, will you answer too? That means I offer my love to you to be your own. If you refuse me, I will be blue and waiting all alone. If you hear my love call ring, and I hear your answering echo so dear, then I will know our love will come true. You belong to me, I'll belong to you. When I'm calling you, doo-doo-da-da-da-da-da-lo, will you answer to doo-doo-da-da-da-da-lo? That means I offer my love to you. I will be blue, waiting all alone. But when you hear my love call ringing, and I hear your answering echo, oh, so dear, then I will know our love will come true. You belong to me. Fellas, I'm sort of sorry I'm late, but I had a little trouble hitchhiking over here.
Pocahontas, are you a hitchhiker?
That's me, Indian Summer.
Well, I think it's time that I introduced myself to you. Pocahontas, I'm John Smith.
Who?
John Smith.
Oh, it's all right, kid. You can give your right name.
But I really am John Smith. I was named so by my mother.
She must have been frightened by a telephone directory.
Pocahontas, I've heard so much about you. Is it true that you were brought up right here in these forests?
Oh, yes. I was raised right here amidst the murmur of the pines. The whispers of the willows. And the whistle of the wind. Thanks, Lord, kid. And the babble of the brook.
Well, that's very interesting. Do you do any other wildlife imitations?
Why, yes. Get this.
And what might that bite be? What was that?
You want me to give it to you again, Joe?
And what is that?
That's two snakes playing ping pong.
Pocahontas, I must explain my mission to you. If you'll help me make peace with your father, Chief Powhatan, I'll teach you how to make love in the continental fashion. I'll teach you to kiss, to sigh.
Kiss? What's kiss?
A kiss is this.
What's a sigh?
A sigh is this.
Oh. Let's go back to kiss. Well, I may as well tell you now, John. I've made up my mind to be Mrs. Smith.
Later, perhaps. I'm not interested in love right now. I'm interested in making peace with your father. You don't need me for your romance, Pocahontas. You are a child of nature, and romance is everywhere in nature.
Yeah, where, for instance?
Why, there's romance in the wind, romance in the mountains, romance in the sky.
Say, haven't you got something within walking distance?
Look, Pocahontas, you've got to take me to Powhatan immediately. Tell me, how do you think he will receive us?
My father scalps any man he finds me with.
Does he find you with many?
Many? Why, only last week he bagged 3 Iroquois, 2 Mohawks, and a cheerleader from UCLA. But once more I want to tell you, I have made up my mind to be Mrs. Smith.
But why pick on me, Pocahontas? After all, there are millions of Smiths.
There are?
Yes, of course. There are Smiths who make typewriters. There are Smiths.
Achoo!
Who make cough drops?
There's a Smith who's tried for many seasons to get the moon across the mountain top.
There's a Smith who wears a big brown doily.
There's a Smith beneath a chestnut tree.
There's a Mr. Smith who went to Washington.
But there's only one Smith for me.
His name is Johnny.
Oh, Johnny is a Smith for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, there will be a slight delay before the battle starts. Some of the Indians have been called back to Hollywood for retakes on Drums Along the Mohawk. While we're waiting, we'll tell you where to buy that delicious ice cream, strawberry pie, and other Seal Test approved products. Here we go to all those communities where Seal Test approved milk and ice cream are sold. Ready? Those two savages guarding us. Easy, here comes the chief.
Paleface, no prisoner of Powhatan.
Powhatan, I'm Captain John Smith, and I demand...
Silence! Powhatan has spoken.
Hey, chief, why do you keep saying...
Muncing wear, too tight. I go. Here come medicine man, Dr. Sitting Polopoulos.
Sport? So they got you on a spot.
Wait a minute. You the medicine man?
That's me, kid. I'm the medicine man from Medicine, Wisconsin. On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin.
What are you doing to me?
What do you say?
What are you going to do to me?
First, you gotta drink this potion.
What's in the potion?
Herbs.
Herbs?
Sure, sport. Sassafras, sarsaparilla, catnip, one mushroom, and a Hoover.
What's a Hoover?
That's a herb. Just a minute. You pardon me while I go in a trance. Here ammonia. Here comfort. Here 17, 76.
What are you doing?
I'm calling up the spirits. It's too dark. I can't see the spirit. Wait. I turn on my flashlight.
Well?
The spirit is willing... but the flash is weak.
All right, medicine man. Get Paleface ready to die on block.
Well, Maxie, I guess it's all over now. At last, I'm going to visit the Great White Father.
The what?
The Great White Father. You know who the Great White Father is, don't you?
Sure. Eddie Cantor.
Wait a minute. Enough of those jokes. Now we finish Dan Smith. Ready with the chopping block?
Ready.
Well, all right. Chop, chop, chop.
Wait, you can't kill that man. That's John Smith, the man I love. Stop this execution. I'll marry him.
Ah, Pocahontas, that's noble of you. But I can't accept your generous offer. I can't permit it.
John Smith, I'm not throwing myself at you because you're tall and handsome, or because I'm not getting any younger, or because I'm dying to get a husband. But can you think of three better reasons?
You cannot marry him. Chief Powhatan have give word. When full moon over Mishpoca Mountain and sun sets in west, Pocahontas marry medicine man.
But why should I marry him? Somebody answer that. Why shouldn't I marry John Smith? Somebody answer that. Somebody answer that. Oh, Daddy. Let me marry him, Daddy. Oh. Look at me, Daddy. It's your little hokey. Oh, your own little hokey pokey. Oh, I'm pleading with you, Daddy. Daddy, look at me on my knees. I'll make your feet, Daddy. Oh, look at me, Daddy. Let me marry him, Daddy. Daddy, it's leap year. If I don't get him now, I'll have to wait 4 more years. What do you say, Daddy? Oh, what do you say to your little hokey pokey?
Hokey dokey.
Hey! But wait a minute.
Somebody's got to die on the tomahawk. How about you, Tropsy Moxie?
You can't hit me with a tomahawk. I've already got a big bump on my head.
Wait a minute. How'd you get that bump?
Well, 20 years ago, my father hit me in the head with a baseball.
Was that on a hot Sunday afternoon in July?
Yeah.
Were the bases loaded with the score tied?
Yeah, sure.
Was it a fast curve on the outside corner?
That's right.
My son, my...
Well, Doctor, I'll tell you what happened. Mr. Valley took about 3 drags on that old Indian peace pipe, and down he went.
I see. A faint. Coma.
That's right. Period.
Help me revive him, Maxie. Let's begin resuscitation.
Okay, resuscitation. Resuscitation. The boy stood on a burning deck, eating peanuts by the peck.
He's reviving.
Huh? What's this? Where am I?
You smoked that old Indian peace pipe, Mr. Valley. You passed out.
Rudy, how do you feel?
Pocahontas.
Huh?
Little daughter of the forest.
Who, me?
Little copper-skinned maiden, you saved my life. Let me kiss you.
He's out of his mind. I'm going out and get the doctor.
Get away from that door.
Ah, Martha. Smoking that pipe caused me to have a remarkable dream about us.
About us?
Yes. I was Captain John Smith, and I met you in the forest.
Oh, boy. Go on.
I was captured by your father's braves and taken to your village.
Oh, boy. Go on.
They were going to kill me, but you rushed up and threw your arms around my neck.
Oh, boy. Go on.
Then the effect of the tobacco wore off, and I woke up.
Call for Philip Morris. Call.
The Indian ruled with a tomahawk till the pale face landed at Plymouth Rock.
And the stories go, they were slow to get acquainted.
The red man traveled the great frontier and raised a lot of heck with the pioneer.
But the redskins never were as bad as they were painted.
As they were painted.
Today the situation is reversed.
But don't forget the Indian got here first. Thanks to the Indian. He was the first to give us corn. And that's how radio was born.
Never shoot a redskin, never have to bite the dust.
Thanks to the Indian, he put his profile on the penny.
Ask anyone who worked for Jack Benny.
Never shoot a redskin, never have to bite the dust. Thank you, Powhatan, for selling Manhattan for $24 and 3 yards of satin. Thanks for the ferry from Broadway to Staten.
You beat the Yankees to it. Brother, that's Batten. Thanks to the Indian. You gave us ponies for the track.
If that means Crosby's take them back.
Never shoot a redskin, never have to bite the dust. Thanks for Muskogee and Ticonderogee. Thanks for tobacco.
Turkey.
You gave us what used to be Thanksgiving and the turkey.
Thanks to the Indian, and may his noble tribe increase. The world can use his pipe of peace.
From a grateful nation, our appreciation to you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and so until Thursday next, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir.
Steel Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.